Reading comes from the book of Luke, chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. Listen for the gospel of our God. Soon afterwards, he, Jesus, went to a town called Nain, and Jesus' disciples and a large crowd went with him. As he approached the gate of the town, a man who had died was being carried out. He was his mother's only son, and she was a widow. With her was a large crowd from the town. When Jesus saw her, he had compassion for her and said, "Do not weep." Then he came forward and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized all of them, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has looked favorably upon God's people." This word about him spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. The gospel of our God. Let's pray. God, we give you thanks for, again, your word, for the ways that you will still speak to us through it today. Help us to hear you and to obey. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may remember last week, I'm keeping my mask on because I do have a cold, and as much as most of you are far away, sometimes I'm going to turn around and face the choir, and I don't want them to get sick. Last week we talked about this woman who, she's in the middle of a famine, and she's about to cook her last meal, and then a stranger comes up and asks her to cook the last for him first and then cook for herself and her son. And she says, "Whatever, we're all going to die anyway." Not in so many words. And she feeds the man first and she goes back and there's a little bit more still in there. And there just continues to be a little more still in there and it never runs out. And then in the passage that Amy read this morning, her son, who was saved through this, ends up dying, and she asks this question that maybe we've asked before. I don't know if you've asked it, but I certainly have. I don't have it in front of me. She asks that question, "What did I do wrong?" And it seems like she comes up with an answer, because she says to Elijah, "You've come to bring my sins to remembrance. You've come to..." She misreads Elijah's purpose for being there, because Elijah is there because this is where God told Elijah to be, to go there so that this woman could provide food for him. And she says, "You've come to bring my sins to remembrance. You've come because maybe God forgot for a while the bad things that I've done. But now that you're here, there's sort of a divine focus on me and my family." And all of a sudden, God was like, "You know, I never did punish her for that." You know, you've been there. Like, what do you think came back to her? Like, what do you think she's like thinking that she did to deserve God killing her son? Like, in some ways, this story reminds me of that time when David's child dies. According to Nathan, it's punishment for his sins against Uriah and Bathsheba. I mean, it makes you wonder, like, do you think it was... what she did was something that we would think of as sinful today? Maybe something that was wrong back then that maybe we wouldn't even think twice about. But that's kind of how it is with us humans, right? That's what we do. When something goes wrong, we start trying to figure out, why did that happen? What did I do that made that happen? When Ryan was born with his medical problems, one of the first things that they did was they tried to do DNA testing to go, well, maybe we can figure this out. You know? Another time, oh man, I guess 15 years ago, I went and visited my aunt and uncle who live in Alaska, and my aunt had some, what I felt was great taste in music, and she just copied a bunch of her songs onto my little iPod, and I had saved that, and then I was going through a really hard time, and it felt like it was punishment from God, and I just deleted all the songs that my aunt gave me, just in case this might have been punishment for music piracy. Those were good songs. But, you know, I really felt that way, that like maybe this is just a thing that maybe God might have against me or something, or just, you know, you ever just, we're all a little superstitious in that way, right? We're doing our little rituals or whatever we can come up with to try to avoid and control the uncontrollable and find some way of hiding from ourselves how vulnerable we really are. These days, maybe we have better rituals. We put on seatbelts. We take our vitamins and diet and exercise and those million things that doctors and lawyers and scientists tell you that we have to do to protect ourselves from the unpredictable. This widow had a prophet of God in her home, and when stuff happens and it doesn't make sense why, we will tend to blame that on God. Even if it does make sense why, we want to blame it on God in some way. Even to this day, there's ideas about things like natural disasters being caused by God. They found our way even into our legal documents. A hurricane or tornado, what's that called? In your insurance policy. Act of God. Yeah, act of God. I don't personally believe that. I have theological problems with calling that an act of God, but that's what's found its way into our legal system. But I don't think that that's how that works. They call it an act of God when we just don't have an explanation for it. We just don't know. And when the widow says to Elijah, go up and try to fix this. Well, what did I do? Why would you do that? Is functionally the question. Asking God, why would you do that? And you notice in the Old Testament passage, God doesn't take credit for it, but Elijah goes up and resurrects this young man. In our New Testament passage, nobody's blaming God. You notice that? There's just a widow whose son's being carried out, and there's a large crowd from the town. Nobody's saying, this is God. But Jesus comes forward and raises him up. Because that's who God is. God is raising up, not killing, but raising up. God's a God who of resurrection, who raises us up both now and at the hour of our death. Let's pray. God, thank you that you do raise us up. That you are not the cause of the harm that comes to us. That the harm that comes to us is not you punishing us in some way for things that we've done, but just consequences, random chance, whatever. But that you're there with us, lifting us and raising us up. Keep us aware of your presence, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.